Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It would be great if Rager could do something right here. Anything to spark this team. They need a big play. The punt is away. Rager drops it. He muffs it. Fight for the football. I think the Bucks have it. He muffed it. Well, he did something. He muffed it. Scotty Miller recovers it.
I like pain.
And the Bucks proceeded to score quite easily off
great
of that.
Great call there, Merrill.
Yeah. It's great listening to it after the fact where you know it's coming. It's not great, but it's, you know it's coming. Yeah, he did something all right.
A great foreshadow there.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chiggs and Pete's. Have you heard the news? Chiggs and Pete's coming to Malvern, Pennsylvania. If you want to join a winning team at Chiggs and Pete's Malvern, go to chiggsandpetes.com for details on the new Malvern location. So that's that. The Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you got engaged over the holidays, visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Hang on, Chuck. We're going to go to you in a second. So Jonathan Gannon apparently is a hot candidate.
Right.
We've heard about this.
Hey, Jonathan.
I don't know if I buy it, but he is getting interviewed. So we have three vacancies that he's going to be interviewing for.
Wait, three? I thought it was two.
Well, there's a third now, the Texans. So the Broncos, the Vikings, and now the Houston Texans. So as Angelo would as he said this morning, tell me he's getting the job, Elliot.
God, I would love that.
Please, let him.
You know what? We've spoken about it all season long, what this coaching staff needs. It needs, like, that veteran voice. And some of the head coaches that were canned on Black Monday are great defensive coordinators who would fit in beautifully, who could teach Nick Sirianni a thing or two and help this team get where it needs to be. Oh, my goodness. It would be a dream. You know what, my own. But who were the three teams again for Gannon?
Texans, Vikings, Broncos.
Can we somehow get the Giants involved in this?
No.
Oh.
He's not getting. By the way, John, he's not getting the job.
Why?
He's not getting a job because he's not.
Wait, but three teams, that means something?
No,
it's not one.
He's got relationships with two of the teams, and the Texans, I believe, are going to go with the Patriots.
What are you doing to me?
The Patriots. I'm telling you, my expectation is he's not getting a job.
It's like a beautiful dream. Like the dream scenario, the Giants come out of nowhere. Oh, we'd love to have
you. So I'm going to be a voice of reason again today on the show.
Here we go.
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm not telling you I thought Jonathan Gannon did a good job yesterday. He doesn't have the personnel.
Yeah,
I've been saying it all year. All right, who's the Eagles' best defensive player?
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
No.
What is going on here?
I want you to answer the question.
Who is your paycheck coming from? Are you employed by the Eagles? Did they tell you to say this?
Who's the best Eagles defensive player?
Darius
Slay.
Yeah, it's Darius
Slay. Who's their second best defensive player?
I got to think about it for a while because I don't know who
they don't
it
have
is
one.
But what does that have to do
Josh
with playing?
Josh Sweat, Hargrave, who didn't have a sack for the whole second half
probably,
of the season?
It's probably Josh Sweat. Who didn't play?
Sweat or Hargrave, right?
Yeah, Hargrave disappeared the last half. But.
So again, I'm not singing the praises. I'm not being Elliot, where I have to overdo it and be over the top. You know, Jonathan Gannon, he's great defensive coordinator, points per game allowed, everything else. What I'm saying is that I can't fairly judge him based on the personnel they have. The defense isn't good enough. They don't have enough personnel.
You like his scheming though, the very passive scheme?
No.
I mean, you don't know what works and what doesn't work until you try it.
No, I don't. I'm not saying I like it. What I'm saying is that it's hard to evaluate when you can't even answer who the second best defensive player of the team is.
I mean,
who's the Cowboys' best defensive player? Diggs, Micah Parsons.
That's Micah Parsons.
Right, who's their second? Who's their third?
Yeah, I know. They have a deep and they're great at drafting defensive players. I understand that. Well, listen, I hope that someone from these three organizations is listening to you say this right here and now. Because no one in Philly's believing a word you're saying.
I'm... if Jonathan Gannon leaves, I don't care. But I'm also not going to, like, I'm not putting the blame of the Eagles defense on Jonathan Gannon. If Jim Schwartz would have been the defense, I think you would have had a similar defense.
You're right. But
with other guys, you probably would have had similar defense. We obsess over the wrong things.
You know what? Him, the choice words he has chosen certainly don't help his case, though. Oh, we don't have a scheme. Oh, I know.
And then
he's known more for his sound effects than he is for saying actual words.
Well, we appreciate that.
It's like, oh, jeez.
What the hell was that? What was that?
It's like, oh, jeez.
Or the growl that he does.
Yeah.
Which is
right.
Figure it out, man.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, get him out of here. Please, somebody pick him up.
All right, Chuck.
We should have never left D'Amico Ryans. Let D'Amico Ryans leave. By the way,
should have just turned him right into a coach. Right?
Yep, just like Seth Joyner.
Jack, are you hoping Jonathan Gannon's out of town? Where do you stop with your purge of this team? Everybody gone?
I'd be so happy. Like it's so tough because for 30 years we've watched like aggressive defensive coordinators, and then like ever since Jim Johnson and Sean McDermott left, it's been like Billy Davis, Jim Schwartz, and Jonathan Gannon. It's just not my kind of defensive coordinator. I'd hate the idea of like, oh, we're just gonna hope he makes the quarterback makes a mistake and just let him go right down the field. I don't know. I would be so happy if he'd gone. I'm over him. And,
well, how about this? Yes. Yo, Howie, go out and get a linebacker in the first round. Like that, don't undervalue
they
the lines.
They haven't done that.
Jerry
in
Robinson, Jerry
years.
Robinson in 1970. Fine, yeah, but times are changing, right? Like a playmaking linebacker. I mean, how'd you like to have Micah Parsons right now?
Of course,
he's a linebacker.
I would love to.
But the Kobe Dean, baby.
How much longer are you going to preach this? Well, what do you want the coaching staff to do? The roster's not. Sometimes the coach makes the players better than they are too by putting them in better situations.
I won't dispute that. I'm not telling you Jonathan Gannon is a great defensive coordinator.
And I'm waiting for that
Sounds
moment
like you love
where.
Gannon.
Where he puts one of his players in a better position, where they are better than they are than they truly are. He hasn't done that for any of his players. Everybody has regressed under him.
Defensive line regressed, or are they just old and not very good anymore?
Well, when you have the second highest paid defensive line, and they have what 30? They're 30th in sacks or
31st? Yep.
31st. That's probably a combination of the two.
Chuck from Mount Airy, how are you feeling today, friend?
Hey, listen, I drive Jonathan Gannon to the next job offering myself. Want him
Can you get to NovaCare within the next 15 or 20 minutes?
Hey, listen, I'll send him an Uber, and I'll pay for it. He sucks, and I'm going to tell you why. The defense is second to last, I believe, in sacks. They're next to last in turnovers. He has no creativity at all. Johnny, you know what? It's talent, yeah. Talent wins. You ever heard the old saying, that you put your players in the position to win football games? Well, he doesn't do that. You know what I mean? He don't do it for me, man. You know, that I can go without seeing that next year. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. If they fire Jonathan Gannon right now and brought in another defensive coordinator, that'd be fine with me. I don't care. But I also have to be realistic in how good the players are on defense.
But John, you got Mike Zimmer available now. You got Brian Flores available now. You got Vic Fangio. You got proven defensive guys.
Go get him. Go get him. No, go get him. You're missing my point. You better get some players on defense, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why you got the draft picks, but also look at another defensive coordinator, too.
But Chuck, those draft picks are going to be used to trade for a quarterback probably this offseason.
No, they're not. They're not going to do that, and they shouldn't do that. It's not fair to Jalen.
Bill
had a terrible game yesterday, and I'm not calling up here to take up for Jalen. Jalen had an awful game yesterday, and he left some questions in my mind going forward. But I still would like to see us keep him. For number one, it's good for the organization because we're not paying him that much money. So it's not going to hurt to build a team around him and see if he's the guy going forward. It was his first playoff game, you know what I mean? And that's all I'm saying. But he was terrible yesterday. You know, he has to develop. Get him a nice quarterback coach to develop with and see what you got next year in him. But don't throw away – you know, the franchise trying to get this franchise quarterback that's not really available to me in the draft. You got to start over anyway when you're going to get the guy in the Kenny Pickett or whatever the case may be, because you already got 3 years in with Jalen. Build the team around him, and if he's not the guy, then we go out into it, you know, next year and get the guy that's the guy. Unless somebody like Rodgers wants to come here or Deshaun Watson case clears up and he wants to come here for, you know, we could get him on a cheap, you know, then go ahead. But I'm not mortgaging my franchise to get this guy that's not available, you know, in the draft or free agency. I'm not doing it. Okay. You know, develop the guy you got.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though, and I think it's a fair question. Like, Chuck, where have you seen Hurts grow throughout the season? Like, what aspect of his game has gotten better from week one till, I guess, the start of the playoffs?
Well, I'm not going to say. I think that his progression in this game, since it was the playoffs, everything intensifies. I think his progression decreased. It went backwards. You know,
during the playoffs. Now, see, Chuck, I can answer the question. I feel like that, and again, thanks, Chuck. These were against bad teams and inferior teams, right?
Riddled with COVID, all that stuff.
But
so, right,
he was better in the pocket, right? Like, he wasn't leaving at first sight, or he wasn't sensing pressure and taking off or getting happy feet. That's what he did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The pocket didn't break down. Maybe there was some pressure coming from the edge, but he was too worried about it.
Yeah.
And especially on some plays where some amateur film people put the play on Twitter. Dan Orlovsky did it, where if he would have just stayed in the pocket, stepped up a little bit, he had open receivers, he had big plays to make. I think he did make some progress right there. But again, is it enough? Is it enough to where, John, here's where we're going to be. The Eagles are going to be, we want one of these quarterbacks, either a Russell Wilson or a Deshaun Watson, but they don't want to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like a young quarterback, but the guy isn't who we want, or it's not worth it, right? Like, I think Jalen Hurts is back only because there's not a better option out there, and they give him another year.
Well, I mean, you know, I know this is a bigger conversation than us just reacting to what we saw and basing it moving forward, but I certainly don't see, based on what we saw yesterday, because that's the biggest of stages, right? He's young, he's inexperienced, his first playoff start, youngest Eagles quarterback to ever start a playoff game. We get all that. But he looks so overmatched in this game that he couldn't get any receivers on target. Even some of his completions, the receiver had to bend over backwards to get the ball. So based on that, and combined with where he was drafted and what led to this point with the change of quarterback, I'm telling you, Howie will be very aggressive in pursuing somebody this offseason at that position.
If you want Jalen Hurts to be your starting quarterback and you want to be successful with him as your starting quarterback, he needs to continue to improve on some of the things, and you need to design an offense that's going to show his strengths and cover up his weaknesses, and you need a much better team around you. You do. Lamar Jackson's a former MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson can't get past a certain point in his NFL career. Because when you hit the playoffs and you're facing the better players and the better defensive coordinators, they're saying you're going to have to beat us operating from within the pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't been able to do it.
They limit your mobility.
And they're going to do the same thing to Jalen Hurts. For all the people that thought you're going to be able to run your way to a playoff win, you saw how that worked out yesterday.
See, but this is where I'm going to defend Chuck and poo-poo those comments you just made. Where was DeVonta Smith in the first half? Why didn't Nick Sirianni have designed plays where the first read was to DeVonta Smith? Because we did not even know he was on the field until well into the third quarter. And that is not something that falls on the quarterback.
No, it's bad coaching.
It's bad coaching.
No, Nick Sirianni was clueless yesterday.
So not only did Jalen Hurts look bad, but his head coach made him look even worse.
Let's go to Hassan, Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, go ahead. What's up, bud?
Thank you, fellas. You stole my glory a little bit there, John.
Oh, how you doing, Hassan?
The same thing. I'm doing great. Like, I can't be this far off. Like, you're killing me. You're killing me, John.
What's the matter?
You, Marks. I'm sorry, Marks.
All right. All right. Tell him, Hassan. Tell him how it is.
Sorry. But I don't understand how you could say Gannon has no one on defense, but then come right back in the next line and say we should use our three first-round picks to go get a quarterback. So
now,
we can talk
about
how there's nobody on defense next year?
I was kind of busting.
Aaron Rodgers with this team
is
going to be in the same spot because there's nobody else there, offensively or defensively.
Yeah.
DeVonta Smith is not your go-to guy. He is somebody that should be sliding downfield like all the rest of the little speedsters that they use in the league. None of those guys are number one receivers on any team anywhere. But
he's not really a speedster, right? But he also doesn't have size to where he's you can throw him 50-50 balls as much as maybe some other guys. Listen, Hassan, I'm not telling you that I don't even think it's likely that you're going to get a Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers or a Deshaun Watson. I don't think that's likely. Perhaps it could happen. I think you explore those possibilities. If you have an opportunity to get a Russell Wilson, but if you have an opportunity to get him, I don't care who you have on defense. You add, you spend money in free agency, you mortgage the future, you kick the can 4 or 5 years down into the road, right? Like, I don't care. I mean, I look to upgrade the quarterback position, because if Jalen Hurts ain't the guy, you don't have anybody.
Like, if Russell Wilson get here and you don't have those things to build a team around him, and you're still waiting to build a team around him, now you traded for Russell Wilson, and yeah, we had Russell Wilson, but we still ain't win nothing with him.
So let me ask you a question. If you lose all three first-round draft picks, and that's probably what it costs, two or three first-round draft picks for Russell Wilson, right? Like, if you didn't have those first-round draft picks, with Howie's drafting history, and I'm not telling you, like, you can't look at it like this, because he's got to hit on these draft picks to win. But, I mean, realistically, best case, two of the three turn out to be above-average players in the NFL, right?
Like, better hope.
Yeah, like, you got to hit on some of your other draft picks too, man. So, like, yeah, you can have these draft picks and you can build around Jalen Hurts. If you don't believe that he is the guy, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun
Watson, known versus the unknown.
They
right.
become available in the NFL very infrequently.
See, and this circles back to what we've been talking about all afternoon and reacting to that horrid loss in Tampa Bay yesterday. The way I'm looking at it, it's not going to matter who the quarterback is. If your head coach is that putrid when when everything is on the line, I understand it was his first ever playoff game, but he treated it as if he was playing the Giants through 3 weeks before. There was nothing, there was no game plan. It's, this worked the last 4 or 5 games, so let's just stick to that and we'll just improv along the way. And the moment that Todd Bowles, the defense coordinator of Tampa Bay, said, you know what, stack the box, 8, 9 guys in the box, make them beat us with their arm, there was no answer. It was suddenly the head coach turning to his quarterback, who hasn't thrown the ball more than 15 times in 2 months. By the way, we are now going to ask you to throw the ball 30 to 35 times, and really don't have like an identity here, so let's kind of wing it. So,
they were winging it yesterday.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, they were winging it. You're
right. The head coach of the National Football League. You should have a plan A, B, C, and D.
But John,
he had nothing beyond A.
But John, wasn't this exactly what they were doing before they started facing the bad teams and they were running the football?
Yes.
Isn't this the exact same thing? We talked about no identity. We talked about no rhyme or reason.
He reverted back.
Plays. We talked about... Like,
well, but doesn't that say more that maybe Nick Sirianni is not as good a head coach as we're maybe making
yes.
him out to be?
Yes.
That's my bigger concern. When you look at the offense, you say, all right, well, the run game is stifled. Who do we have to lean on if we need to do some dump passes, some screens, some comebacks, some slants? I want to lean on my tight end and my number one wide receiver, Devontae Smith.
Yeah, I think Sirianni was, if I was assessing blame, I'd say 60-40 with Hurts being 60.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go the opposite of that, because I'm looking at him, I'm like, all right, well, you targeted Dallas Goedert a couple times. He had a couple drops, which he shouldn't have, especially signing that contract. There is no, well, we'll get him as you get older. No, this is your time. And then to see Devontae Smith not getting even a single look. Now, in part,
how much of that's Jalen Hurts?
In part, that is on Jalen Hurts, who can't go through his progressions fast enough. But it's also on the head coach. The moment you say, all right, that's enough about Dallas Goedert. They got two guys on him now. He's got cinder block hands at the moment. Where's Devontae? Give me a comeback, a slant round, right along the sideline where Devontae Smith is the best. He does not give him a single directive. Look at him first. Go to him. We'll get the sticks moving. We'll get everybody relaxed. We'll get a drive together. That's on the head coach, and it's so simplistic that we shouldn't even need to be talking about it right now. You as an NFL head coach, one of only 32 in the world, should have thought of that a week before you even started game planning.
Justin in Tennessee, what's up, feller? How you doing today?
What's up, fellas? Hey, how doing?
All right. You know.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm about the same. I know he's probably not listening, but my prayers go up to Ike and his family, man. That's a bad deal, and I hate it for him. But if he is listening, I love you, bud, and my prayers going up for you, man.
So if people are just tuning in and they haven't heard Ike today or the last couple days, his mom had passed away over the weekend, so he was in Cincinnati for that. And obviously he's in all of our thoughts, Justin, so thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah. The thing about it is everybody's talking about, well, what are you going to do if you trade for Russell Wilson, you know, and you have to give up those three first-round draft picks? I mean, the thing I go back to is Howie's really not been that proven with draft picks, you know. I mean, he's done well with the looks like Devontae Smith and what's his name, the kid he took, the other kid he took from Alabama.
Dickerson looks good. Yeah. Milton Williams looks like he's a player. Yep.
Milton Williams looks good. But yep. You go back to the 2020 draft, I mean, that's when they took Rager, Hurts. You know, Hurts, he can be a really good backup, I think. But I don't think, you know, I'm like Jack. I just don't think he has it to be a starting quarterback to go out there 17 games a year and do it. And that draft, I mean, other than him, you've got Jack Driscoll in that draft. And that draft is a, you know, it's you got Quez Watkins. He's taken in the sixth round. And I just, if I have to give up three firsts to get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, and it may not be that much. You might be able to, with Houston, package Hurts to go to Houston because that's where he's from, and they might, you know, want him there as a, you know, maybe give him a shot there or something. But you've got, if you can get Watson or Wilson or somebody like that, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, there were, I'm no film watching guy. I don't know, you know, all this ins and outs of watching film. But we were watching the game yesterday. He was rolling out of clean pockets. And, I mean,
yeah,
he just had the happy feet. And he did that at Alabama. He did that at Oklahoma. I mean, as bad as I wanted, we all wanted him to be the quarterback. Because if he did show a lot of promise yesterday, how happy would we all be? You know, we wouldn't be happy that we lost. But if he played well and everything, we would all be tickled to death. Because
right.
We knew we could use those three first-round picks for other things. But now it's just, I mean, we've seen it, and it was a mirage. It really was. Those last few wins against Washington and the Giants, it was a mirage. And I think they need to look at really moving on. That's my opinion, but I don't know. I'll finish listening to the show. I'm probably going to be able to call in a lot this week. My son, he has COVID, so I'm having to quarantine away from work. And so I'll be able to call in a little earlier and more often this week, probably. Boys.
All right, but, man. Hopefully your son's all right, brother.
Yeah, y'all have a good one, boys. I love you. I mean.
All right, Justin. Appreciate it.
Isn't it incredible? I can't recall, honestly, John, the last time I have had a switch, a complete 180 on a franchise in a matter of one game. Yeah. Like, as a whole. And this was the perfect storm of bad. It's sitting here in hindsight, and I'm searching for it. There is not one positive aspect, one player I can look at that I can feel good about going into the offseason based on that performance.
It couldn't have been a worse case scenario for the Eagles yesterday.
God.
As far as going into the offseason, wanting to feel good about your team, it couldn't have been a worse day.
No, because you were lied to. All that buildup and beating up on certain teams to get you into the playoffs and to essentially have a bye week in that final game against Dallas, you feel like you were lied to the whole time. And that all this, oh, well, at least we have this, this, and this going to the offseason. Now it's all up in the air.
All right. Well, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, John thought everything was set. He had already gotten his Jalen Hurts jersey.
I'm sitting there thinking, all right, well, they're going to be competitive in this game. They're probably not going to win, but they'll be competitive. But I'll be able to say, all right, well, they need this for a wide receiver, whether it's number one or number two. They're going to need this on the defensive line. They're going to need a linebacker. They're going to need this. But I feel good that Jalen Hurts is going to be the guy moving forward. I feel good about this running back core. I feel good about this, that,
did
and the
you?
Other. And now everything's up in the air.
Did you? All right.
Oh.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickies and Pete's Best In-Game Experience.
Thanks a lot.
Chickies and Pete's. Enjoy all the playoff action with your Chickies favorites online, chickiesandpete's.com, for a location nearest you. Jalen Hurts, speaking to the media today, said the offense changed and he wasn't able to get freaky as usual after suffering his ankle injury.
I'm sorry, what? No. Did he blame the injury? He went to the ankle. See, John, I don't like that.
Jack mentioned the walking boot after the game.
Yeah, I know. It was all over social media. Oh, give him a break. He had a walking boot. No, you're in the playoffs. I don't want to hear anything as an excuse for that performance. That is ridiculous.
They could have put Minshew in if he was too hurt to play.
Exactly. No, he was fine. I don't like – see, I like Jalen Hurts and everything that he has said to this point. That I don't believe that for a second. Oh, well, you know, my ankle kind of held me back. No, that's a loser mentality and a loser excuse.
It did change what they did with their offense. He wasn't able to run as much. But
oh,
again,
yeah, that's it. Yeah,
but John, that's not a winning formula.
I agree.
Him running with the ball isn't a winning formula in the NFL.
No, it's not.
Sorry. You know what it did? It put duct tape over the real issues with this team. One of which is his throwing ability. And the other is that they're wide receivers. By the way, like, this isn't just Jalen Hurts sucks as a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, I don't think Jalen Hurts' best attribute is throwing the ball. Who's their second best wide receiver? Quez Watkins?
I know.
Who's their third best?
I don't argue that at all. But
Dallas Goedert drops at least two balls a game, it feels like.
He does, and he's getting paid premium money, or about to get paid premium money. And I keep harping on it, and I'll continue to do it. The head coach at no point in the first half gave the directive to his quarterback, listen, you're not seeing Devontae. From now on, I want him to be your first read on these particular passing downs. Devontae Smith should have had many receptions in that first half and didn't get a single look.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chigs the Pete's. We're live from Chigs the Pete's, the B-Dog Impact Burger, available for a limited time, $5 from every burger.
It's very good.
Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation. It does look good. Details, chickensandpeets.com. Coming up, Jack, what do you have in store for us? Top five at five today? Something good, I hope?
Well, it's blames.
You blaming people?
Yeah, guys. I got top five blames for yesterday's loss. Mm. Last one of the year.
So are you part of those blames for that horrid tweet you put out?
I mean, I was dead right. What are you talking about?
He thinks he was right.
I was 100% right. How am I wrong? Everyone now wants to move off of Jalen Hurts. If he plays well yesterday, people aren't this down. But he played awfully, so people are ready to move on.
Right. The reality is that it really shouldn't have mattered all that much what happened yesterday.
Well, who cares? Everyone knows he overreacted the football game.
There you go. There you go. Whatever. All right, that's coming up next with Jack. Your phone calls, your reaction to the Eagles losing in terrible style to the Bucs. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team scores a touchdown, you will win $200 in free bets. Just use the bonus code MARKS200. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. The bonus code to use is MARKS200 to win $200 in free bets if either team scores a touchdown in a Pro Football Playoff game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.